I'm fighting. I don't feel I lose than my dreaming. Is there more like cause got me feeling?
Hello, fellow webheads, and welcome to the Flip Geeks podcast. I'm Kraken May, and with me today is our very own Spider Society, the fellow grumpy titos and titas. We have Tita Ika.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
And we have Tita Carl.
Hello.
Ayan. So, you might have noticed we're mentioning a lot of Spidey sentences, and that's because today we're gonna talk about Spider-Man across
the Spider-Verse. Yeah,
that's a lot of spider in the title. Yay! And also make sure to listen to our breakdown because we have a little something something. And what is it, something something, Ika?
Okay, so we're giving away a bunch of Spider-Man across the Spider-Verse merch. Thank you so much, Columbia Pictures. So we got to see the movie also. Was it last Tuesday? It's Thursday now. So the movie's actually out already in cinemas. So yeah, we're going to be giving away a bunch of merch. So stay until the end of the episode because we're going to give away, say a secret phrase which you will need in order to win. So yeah, stay tuned. Stay tuned for that.
Exciting stuff. So you will have to keep your ears clean. Get a cotton bud. Try cleaning that wax off. Yeah, so we're talking about the follow-up to the really mind-blowing Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gareth Sony. And you know, you always think that when there's a second movie or like a follow-up, you know, it suffers from the dreaded sequelitis, but I don't think this happened here. I think it's
sequelitis. Yeah, so yeah, definitely this one is sort of, we talked about it after we saw the movie. It definitely has a Emperor Strikes Back feels. So yeah, it was a really good sequel. So that's like an initial thought from me. What about you guys?
How about you, Tita Carl? Like, briefly, non-spoilery reaction.
I think this is... If you enjoyed the first movie, then this goes beyond even what that did. And I think that's the challenge. You know, kasi yung first film, we didn't really know what to expect.
Mm-hmm,
and that fight was so striking and it was really like a game changer visually. Parang, if I'm not mistaken, di ba meron ding like Love and Robots episodes yung mga ibang animator. Like there's some overlap between like Love and Robots episodes and this. But this feels like pinagsama mong the creativity of a whole season of that show. And then you put it into one film. And so with this second movie, they went even further with that creativity.
So they went, like definitely they set the bar for the first one because it was really mind-blowing. It was one of a kind. And it just continues with the second film. Actually, you know, as Carl said, even goes beyond that. So if you enjoyed the first one, you'll definitely enjoy this one also.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, you thought it was gonna be an okay standalone. And then they thought of something even more epic just to ramp up the stakes and everything else. So, for added context, a brief summary of this movie. Basically, we're back. Miles Morales swings back into action, reunites with his beloved Spidey Gwen. She's there. They're back. They're hanging out. They both deal with some timey-wimey consequences. They meet my spider daddy, Miguel O'Hara. Just hinted at in the first film with after-credit scene. And now, you see more spider people. Basically, the whole spider society. So, it's just a lot of spider people that you might want to have to freeze frame whenever they stream it.
Yeah, it was,
like I would definitely be pausing all the time and be like, that's from this game. That's from that animated series. I mean, they even have Japanese Spider-Man somewhere there. Which
yeah.
is very that's quite interesting. Like they're quite really into the details, which I appreciate.
Yeah, we talked about it after we saw the movie, that this is like the type of movie that you can rewatch over and over. Mostly because there's like a lot going on. So aside from the Easter eggs, many Easter eggs of different spider people across different mediums of media and what have you, and you know, to spot all of them. Aside from that, it's the dialogue also, because that's their they're known for that, that their dialogue is fast, it's witty, and it's funny. So maybe you won't get it all when you do a first watch. So definitely recommended for multiple viewings. So I would appreciate like a viewing with subtitles. So because yeah, as I said, the dialogue is like lightning fast, and there's also a lot of there were different languages that were used throughout, and so yeah, definitely I'll catch it again when it comes out in streaming, just to see all of the Easter eggs and to get to appreciate the dialogue more.
Yeah, what do you think, Tita Carl, with all the spider people, all the Easter eggs? What are your thoughts?
So I guess one of the things I was talking to you about before was, and you know, worth sharing with our listeners, is the plot is essentially the same as, or not the plot, but like the inciting incident, the big problem is the same as No Way Home. Mm-hmm. You have a spider person, a spider entity, kasi hindi lang naman sila people, eh, diba? Mga
animals and whatnot. Animals.
There's a Peter parked car. That's my favorite dumb one. But you know, yung No Way Home is obviously constrained by the physical world and by
yeah.
humans and by mm-hmm. the fact na kailangan mo i-rehire lahat ng actors. You have to bring them in yeah. and do, you know, all that stuff. And dito, you know, you have like uncountable spider people. You need to freeze frame to count how many are there.
Mm-hmm.
And despite that, sobrang dami, and you can have that volume of like real spider people kasi wala, hindi ka constrained by the physical world.
Mm-hmm,
so that's
yeah.
the great thing about the animation. It's like, alam nila na bilang animated film, these are the creative choices that they could make. And you know, they got really great people to voice some of them, but not every single spider character needs to talk, and you can just have like visual gags and stuff. So mm-hmm. it's clear that, you know, it's inspired by comics, but it feels also like malino that these are people who watch, you know, Looney Tunes and things like that. The visual gags are really yeah.
Actually, I felt like, I mean, we all know that the animation is beautiful. It's like a work of art. It's like you're watching a moving painting. So I've always felt that, you know, this like spider versus animated films, it's like you're watching a comic. So you're watching a comic book unfold. So, and they just do it so beautifully. And, you know, I really don't know what goes on inside their heads, cinephile lord, but it's just genius talaga. It's just the animation is so beautiful. That's why I think it also deserves multiple viewings, because you won't be able to appreciate all of it in one sitting. You really have to see it again and again, and it's so beautiful that you won't be sick or tired of it, because it's just so unique. They always come up with new techniques, new styles, and you know, it's like they don't run out of ideas.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree with both points. Also, I love that they're able to tie in the live action movies, you know.
Yes.
MCU, Amazing Spider-Man, but also the video games. So they have mm-hmm. the Insomniac Spider-Man game there, and it's so interesting that they would design it in a way that it looks a bit more CG. than the others. Mm-hmm. So just to have it stand out and really shout out to that particular platform that it hails from. So I also like that. But quickly though, which spider person is your favorite? So let's start with Ika. Who's your favorite?
Oh my gosh, favorite spider person. Okay, so one of the things that, well,
animal.
I'm glad that the film was really able to explore more of the characters. I mean, compared to the first film, we get to see what, you know, there we get to see more of the story of Gwen and Miles. And I really like that part. I wouldn't say it's like spider people, but I guess the characters. I appreciated this dynamic that they kind of dug deeper into the parent super child relationship. So because, you know, in other stories, in other films, in other mediums, this is just lightly they just go over this lightly, but here for Across the Spider-Verse, they really dig into this the relationship between, like, the child is a superhero, and then between the parents. So I kind of like that, the whole dynamic, like with Miles and his parents. That's I guess maybe because I'm a parent myself, so I could like relate to the mom, to the dad, and they do it in such a way that it's not corny, it's not preachy. It, you know, you don't feel like it's too it gets sentimental, too dramatic. No, they still have the comedic times, and I like that. I like that they explored the relationships between the parents. So it's not just Miles and his parents, but also Gwen and his dad, and her dad rather. So it's more complicated for Gwen and the dad, but I like that they looked into that. So that's something that I appreciated. I said that in my short review that Across the Spider-Verse is like a deeper and darker. So I guess that's because of that also, that they explore these themes of, you know, parents and their children, and how, you know, how the child is supposed to explain their situation, their superhero situation, to the parents, how they deal with it. So I like that dynamic. So, you know, aside from, because there's like a lot of spider entities, as Carl said, you know, to like and to laugh with or about, but I like that. Also, there's also another parent child pala there, si ano, si Peter B. Parker. Mm-hmm. And si
maid.
Yeah, as a geek mo. So, baka mas na-relate ako sa kanya. Charot. No. So, Peter B. Parker and the baby, si Mayday. So, that was like, that's cute. Na parang sinasama niya po sa mga fights, and ano, meron siyang, ano, yung crocheted na Spider-Man mask. So, I like that they featured these relationships, yung parents and the kids. So, yun.
So, I totally agree with that whole parent-child thing. Also, doesn't it feel kind of like coming out?
I think that's the
Happy Pride Month.
I think that's really it. Like, it's very similar to the X-Men stuff.
Yes. Like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
With Carl, baka you can delve into, aside from your favorite spider person thing or animal, and the overarching themes that you noticed in the film as well. Take it away.
Whoa. Pressure. Ganun.
Kaya mo yan.
Well, they used extensively a couple of my favorites in the last one. Spider-Ham and Noir. But like, really great to see Miguel O'Hara here. It's not exactly the Miguel O'Hara we expect, but the most fun for me is Spider-Punk. As an agent of chaos. I guess if it's about what we're thinking about here, like Ika was saying, oh, it's the parents and stuff. It's parenting and sining tumatay yung parang role model and stuff. And I think the thing to appreciate is there is a simplicity to the Spider-Man story. And that's why it's annoying when you have to watch the Spider-Man origin again. Like if you check the review I wrote, parang pag nag Batman origin tapos eto na naman tayo may pearls, di ba?
Kailangan may pearls and the flowers.
The pearls that hit the di ba? The pearl shot that hits the streets ganun. So the smart thing that this does is it shows that it doesn't matter which variation of Peter Parker it is, there is going to be sort of that Uncle Ben, Aunt May, there's going to be the sense of sacrifice, the, diba, parang it, on one side or the other, the Gwen and Peter tragedy. Parang every single one has that. And so the smart thing here is also the smart thing about the Lego movie and all of this other stuff where it's a meta text. So it is a text that is 100% aware that it is a text.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you get yung scene in the trailer where all the spider people are pointing at each other because they're recreating the meme.
Yeah.
But on one level, it's a dumb joke. But it's a joke that works because this is a story that understands that it's a story within a larger story. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So yun yung parang that's the smart thing that it leans into is it's not just like one Peter or three Peters in No Way Home. It's across an entire multiverse, this idea of no matter how these multiverses evolve, at its core, the story of the Peter Parker / Spider-Man / Spider whatever story is a story that's defined by loss and sacrifice, yung selfishness of Peter, which gets Uncle Ben killed, which forces him moving forward to be selfless to the point where his self-sacrifice is damaging to him as a person. So yun yung parang big read ko on it is it's a text that lives within the existence of all of those other ones. And then it brings in Miles as the non-Peter, di ba? Yun yung crux of it without any spoilers. Like Miles is literally not a Peter Parker. He's not a Peter Parker variant. Or you know, he's totally different.
Peter Parker, diba? Yeah. Social sphere.
Exactly. He's not
Gwen is sort of connected pa rin with Peter.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then syempre, parang the other ones naman are like, You can make excuses for the others, different time period, different country, diba? Pero they made the Indian Peter parang yung pa rin eh. Yeah, mumbatan pa rin siya. Hindi parang sa Spider-Verse na it's actually different. Well, but I guess it's also meron naman Jessica Drew dyan, ganun. So maybe, but that's where my thinking is in terms of like spider people, that still is like a definitive piece of the story.
I like how you brought that up because that goes to my overarching theme. The one that stood out for me was, you know, self-actualization, you know, your identity. And I kind of compare it to like that feeling of entering college. You know, when you're in high school, you think, oh, I'm good at English. I'm that girl. You go to college and everyone is just like you. You're all excelling in that thing that you thought you stood out from the rest. And it feels that way with Miles. Like, who am I? How do I stand out if there are so many different versions of me? We're all doing the same thing. We're all going through the same drama. Like, remember in the trailer, like, the spider dude was like, Uncle Ben died. And then the therapist like, yeah, okay. Because everyone just went through that. Basically, most of the Peter Parker. So it's so interesting.
And
like,
the question of why would... Why should Gwen have a crush on you when Spider-Punk is infinitely cooler than you?
Oh my God! He said it. I was thinking it. He said it. Although there might be I don't know about the age. Like, it's kind of murky for me. That's why I was thinking maybe age appropriate. Miles and Gwen, but also would you date your other self? Maybe.
I mean, Loki.
I mean, I feel like if I love myself enough, maybe. So yeah, maybe we can go into... Oh yeah, I forgot to talk about my favorite Spider-Man, obviously. My spider daddy, my man who comes from Nuevo York with that awesome android girl who I want to cosplay, Miguel O'Hara. So you're saying he's quite different from the others. Like, in the trailers, he's very serious. And it's so strange to me because in the after credits of Into the Spider-Verse, he's kind of kenkoy because he's quite humorous. Like, he's snarky. So I feel like maybe we
didn't... very different... That. Yeah. Very different from...
Yeah.
From but what I'm we're thinking also maybe the after credits was like a different point in his timeline. Maybe he was just about to, you know, gather all these spider entities.
Well, his origin story here is very different from...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
At least yung alam ko na Spider-Man 2099. Yeah,
there's the comic there's the Shattered Dimensions video game. And also, I think the funniest thing that people picked up on was that they're like, oh, Miguel O'Hara got jacked in between the first film and this film, and now he's like a bouncer. Like, because, you know, we are so used to like the Peter Parker, Miles Morales kind of lean
body type, yeah.
Body type. So it's kind of funny. Like, people are like, whoa, he's so buff now. But also, he's a lot more cranky. Yeah. But I'm okay with that he's snarky. And I also like that, I don't think it's a spoiler because we kind of see this in the trailer as well. And I think a lot of people commented on this, that he takes on, based on the trailer, so no spoiler yet, that he takes on an antagonistic role. But that doesn't mean he's bad. It's just that he's in conflict with what Miles wants to do based on the trailer. So we'll see. Is he good? Is he naughty? Let's find out.
Naughty?
Spoiler territory. Oh, boom. Segue. So now we can talk about our favorite scenes. I want to know. No holds barred. Let's go. Let's spoil it away. So again, spoiler warning. So if you haven't seen the movie, we're gonna talk about everything and anything because there are so many twists and turns in this movie, and we're all just like mind blown by the end of it. So let's start again with you, Ika. What was your favorite scene in the movie?
Okay. So I remember seeing articles that, you know, this was like part one. I mean, that was like months and months ago. And then it suddenly like vanished. They suddenly like dropped that part one thing. And then they were just going with Across the Spider-Verse. And I totally forgot that it was part one. And then when we were watching it, I was like, I knew that the movie was like 2 hours and some minutes, 30 minutes, I think. And then...
How about you, Carl?
I'm hard-pressed to pick one, like, favorite scene. Balikan niyo ako later. I'm still thinking.
double it. Pass it to the next person. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll talk about my favorite
scene. I don't have it yet.
Oh. Mine is not even spoilery, honestly. My favorite scene is just when you enter that Spider Society headquarters with everyone just there, and you're just in awe, and you're just absorbing the moment. And I was just really staring in amazement at all these spider entities. You got a T-Rex, you got a car, a freaking car there. You have bombastic side eye. There's bombastic Spider-Man where he has like a paper bag on his head.
Yeah.
And yeah, so just all those characters, it felt like it unlocked something in me, like my childhood, like cartoons I used to watch, games I used to play, and it was just all there. And they're all just hanging out. This is the freaking coolest thing ever. It felt like I was playing with action figures. Like how I would make my own crossover and just throw everything in like one pile, and that's how it feels. And in general, I love the chase scenes. Again with the Spider Society when Miles has to like, you know, haul ass and get out of there and leave, and everyone's just in chaos trying to catch him, and you see all the different animations like going at the same time. Oh, that sounded different. You know, like, especially that showdown with Miguel and Miles with that weird train contraption where they're just climbing. It was so fast paced, and I know my man Miles is gonna get out of it, but I was still stressed out. I didn't know who to root for. I felt had a valid point, and I was like, of course, medyo biased ako kay Miguel, but I didn't know what to do. Ang hirap, no? It felt like Civil War. Like, you like both people, both teams, and you're like, oh, I don't want you guys to fight. But I kind of like the inter-team squabbling that's quite reflective of real life. You're not always gonna get along. You're gonna have those conflicting... Ay, parang X-Men nga. Mga conflicting ideas on how
very
to go
X-Men.
Things. Very yeah. X-Men. They really... got a lot of things from that X-Men playbook. So, yeah. I like the differing opinions, Ren. So, I do like that they butt heads and there's that antagonistic role nga for Miguel. I like that it's just that, aside from having the spot as the villain of the week. Yun pala! Can I just
oh, yeah!
Have a nag-iisip si Carla favorites. So, yung interesting thing about the spot, you know, like when
the villain,
we always have that comic relief villain,
mm-hmm.
kind of campy, funny. Like, you parang na automatic na yung utak ko na, okay, this guy's gonna be funny the whole time and he's gonna be the comic relief. And then when he took that freaking dark turn, then he snapped, like, oh my goodness, I did not expect that he would turn that sinister. He was like, oh, you're not gonna take me seriously. It felt like meta commentary to me. Like, he was telling the audience, oh, you think I'm funny, huh? I'm gonna like mess up the multiverse and you'll take me seriously. So it was not just him telling Miles, it felt like he was telling us, like, take me seriously as a villain. That was pretty cool. So technically those two things. Just I like seeing how the villains or the antagonists take on that role and what do they represent in that film. So I like that there's those two things. Like, someone from within, parang the enemy is calling from within the house. Parang ganun, parang scream. So yun yung feeling ko kay ano, Miguel O'Hara, Echocera. Parang he really wants to like undermine everything. Parang you get what he wants to achieve. Kasi nga, but also the spot just causing chaos in general. So yun, those are some fun things for me. What about you, Carl? Let's go back to you.
Going back to you, Carl.
Also, I think there's a lot of inventive stuff. One is the with Gwen. So the opening and then the later ones, you'll notice now when it's Gwen's animation, medyo washed out. Yung parang may feel of like when you do
Yeah,
it's
watercolor.
Right? You do like a
watercolor, pastel na, right?
No, parang pastel na rinarub
mo. Yuck.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like you rub the paper after you apply the color, mm-hmm. so that it there a little. So mm-hmm. I like that. The fight with Spot is great because of the way that it uses space. Diba? Sobrang galing nung mm-hmm. nung power, yung parang he puts a hole and then it'll come out somewhere else. So again, with like the physical constraints versus what you can do in animation, obviously, again, parang with CG and everything, you could do it, but it works so effectively here. And then I guess yung last for me is the last big thing to point out is just the way that they designed Mumbai and Manhattan, just mm-hmm. like it's so visually interesting na all of the action sequences that parang you made they found a way to make New York and Manhattan rhyme, in terms of visual language. Sobrang impressive talaga nung just like the I admire the level of creativity that's being applied to the art here.
Yeah, even the honor, right? The sound effects weren't they like in another language as well, like the sweeping in that
dimension.
Yeah. Cool. Did you notice that? Like, diba, usually yung comic book so they're putting Hindi instead. So I like that attention to detail that they have for every dimension, every character. Ayan, anything else wala nang nasabi. So I really want to go back to the villains. Eh. Well, in this, hindi man villains, isa lang, villain. So the spot. So, you know, Carl and I talked about it now, but, you know, maybe we can delve deeper to it. Because, yeah, what do you guys think about the spot? Was it well executed, like, to introduce that kind of villain who sort of had a role already in the first one? Did they pull it off? Are we freaked out? More freaked out by Emo Miles.
So, yeah, I like what she said wherein they introduced him first as a comic relief. And then and then there's a turn and then he's like suddenly this big super villain. So, yeah, that was, and he does have connections to the first film. So, yeah, if you guys want to do a rewatch, well, I didn't. before seeing Across the Spider-Verse, you might want to do that because he's actually the spot is actually there. He's just hiding, but he's there in the first film. So, yeah, I like that change. And then, of course, we have him, and then Miguel O'Hara is kind of like, I don't know. As he said, we don't know yet if he's like a bad guy, good guy, or a good guy, bad guy. So he's sort of like gray.
Well, like I told you guys, Miguel O'Hara is obsessed with protecting the canon.
Ah, gatekeeper.
So he's a fan because, of gatekeeper.
Yeah, because diba, there are canon.
Talagang
ginamit nila yung term eh, canon.
Diba?
Diba? Parang,
canon will be disrupted.
Kasi it's basically if you watch Doctor Who, right? There are things that you can change.
Time.
But it's the fixed points, diba? The canon points are the fixed points in time for these characters. Yeah. And then he's the one who's obsessed with protecting the canon points. Mm. So I was joking na lang na.
Yeah, I was still
in
gatekeeper.
That's why I said timey-wimey.
Actually, I was thinking about those canon events. Like, so of course they have that. They already named it that. Like, Uncle Ben dying is a canon event. Yeah. A captain close to Peter Parker dying is a canon event. So I suddenly thought, do we also have those in our lives? Like, do we have canon events in our own?
Oy, 30 minutes lang tong episode na to.
I'm sorry. It doesn't have to be like
to,
someone dying. But, you know, like, I guess we also have those that really, like, define us as a person or it's like a turning point in all of... naisip ko lang. Anyways!
You know what, don't worry, guys. We'll fix it in post. No, but... Now that we are looking forward to the next one, so it's been established.
Yes.
I believe they announced it already that it's gonna be a standalone thing, and then it's gonna be another standalone thing, the Spider-Man Beyond
the Spider-Verse.
So,
yeah, so it comes out next year. So
yes,
yeah, we have
year, I believe March
2020. I'm not sure about the month, but definitely next year. So yeah, something to look forward to. Something to
go ahead, Carl. I was gonna ask to say what you guys are expecting for the next film.
Also, I think that's why it feels like this isn't necessarily a sequel. Cause I remember we were asking, is this like, you know, part one of two, and then someone told us it's part two of three because it's actually a trilogy. But it's because the gap between the first film and this is 5 years.
So
parang ang tagal na that that I felt like we were just, you know, picking up on a part two, but it was a new cycle. But you know what I mean? Like, hindi ko na sense na trilogy pala siya until we got to the end of it.
Yeah.
It's like part one, part two, no? Parang they were just like, this is across the Spider-Verse. Now this is beyond the Spider-Verse.
I actually like the yung...
Yeah,
like
so
the
it's first one, two,
one
three.
Is into, yeah. I like the first one into the Spider-Verse, so parang introduction. And then this one is across the Spider-Verse, so we kind of like see all, you know, what's there, more of the Spider-Verse.
MCU Spider-Man.
And then the last one is beyond the Spider-Verse. So, a very, very good use of the titles there, the prepositions.
So yun, ano yung in-expect nyo? Ano yung gusto nyo makita? Like, sino gusto nyo makitang spider entity? Ano ba gusto nyo yung conclusion or yung parang theory ninyo for the next film?
None. You know me. When I do no more speculations and expectations. I just want to go in there and enjoy. And if anything else, what I can be sure of is if they aspired so much to make this, but they were saying they wanted to not just be a movie, it's a work of art talaga.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I expect from them, is the creativity. But story-wise, you get nothing from me.
How about you, Ika?
Okay, so, well, definitely this one left us like super bitten because there's like no conclusion. So I'm hoping the third one just, you know, wraps up all of the, you know, puts a period in all of the, in everything, you know, we get answers to questions. And it says beyond the Spider-Verse. So I'm kind of thinking that it's really going to, I'm hoping that it changes.
Well,
you know,
superhero-wise, we're already beyond the Spider-Verse. Because we've entered a universe with no Spider-Man.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, basically, I just, yun nga, I want to see questions answered. And then, maybe, because, you know, we've had so many superhero films, you know, in the past years, and the Spider-Verse films has just really been pushing the envelope. So I'm hoping that they still have a surprise for us, in this upcoming film. You know that our minds are still going to be blown. So yeah, I'm still hoping for a big mind blowing conclusion there.
Oh yeah. Oh, for me naman, honestly, when I saw, not na lang honest. No, I mean, I've been honest the whole time. Editing myself. No, but yes. No, kasi yung last part, you know, when you see like the old crew from Into the Spider-Verse, you know, Penny Parker, Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes, we are pulling a civil war in Beyond the Spider-Verse. I have a feeling it's gonna be like some spider-on-spider violence. I'm here for it. I want them to, like, you know, brawl it out and then they'll come together. Oh. I mean, they'll join up and team up and then maybe they'll fight like a greater force. We'll see. I don't know if the spot will be it. We'll see. Like, I feel like as of now, I am freaked out by him, but also he's so mouthy. Like, he's all talk pa. So I want to see if he's gonna, like, level up even more and freak us out. And like the third, but I feel like maybe Emo Miles will do that for us. And yeah, I'm expecting a lot of people dressing up as Emo Miles and rekindling their emo past. Okay, so quickly before we go, let's convince people to watch it. So like our TLDR assessment. So maybe you can start with Carl about Across the Spider-Verse.
Oh, well, I can't. I'm probably gonna watch it two or three more times. that is all that needs to be said.
Enough said. How about you?
That's how good it is.
It's a work of art. It's really you know, it really pushes the envelope. It really like breaks all of the rules. They really do their own thing. And yeah, critics love it, the fans love it. So, you know, all the more reason to see it because it is definitely like on top of its game. So yeah, don't miss it, especially like in the cinema, you know, like with the big screen and the surround sound. You'll really be able to appreciate the art and the animation more. So yeah, catch it in cinemas.
That's right. It is complete Spider-Mania, and I suggest you go with your spider crew and hang out and point out all the Easter eggs together. Hopefully, you won't get popcorn thrown at you because you're too noisy. Maybe do all the discussions after the movie. Also, Ika, don't we have like a secret phrase before we go
Yes.
to
Giveaway
giveaway?
time. It's
Giveaway
giveaway
time.
time. Ding 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 ding
I'll
ding.
borrow from another IP.
Answer Mario. Okay, so we are giving away a bunch of merchandise, a bunch of Spider-Man Across the Universe merchandise. We have a Universal Stretch phone case. We have a pop-out display and like a sticker. What's a stick of? Yeah, story scene sticker book. So thank you so much, Columbia Pictures, for these. So in order to win these goodies, okay, so we are going to be saying a secret phrase, and which you guys have to take note of. And on the Flip Geeks page, wait for our contest post there and just follow the instructions. Okay, the secret phrase is two words. Okay, so it's Hey Danger. All right, so it's a shout out to the first film. So, take note of that and then watch out for the giveaway post on the Flip Geeks Facebook page. So again, the secret phrase is "Hey Danger." So there, hopefully you guys join the giveaway and you know make sure that you follow the podcast, follow the Flip Geeks page also. So yeah, that is it. Thank you
That's
so
it.
much
Yeah,
for listening.
thank you, Columbia Pictures, for inviting
Thank
the three
you.
of us grumpy reviewers to your screening. Once again, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse has swung into cinemas nationwide, so please catch it, check it out, discuss with your peers, listen to us, and that's it. We are gonna swing out of here,
Sweep, sweep, sweep,
Spider-Man.
sweep, sweep.
Bye.
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 Bye.